This is Marina Piccini interviewing Sidney Goodman for the Archives of American Art at Mr. Goodman's home on November 1st, 1990. Could you tell me when you were born and where you were born?
Philadelphia, January 19th, 1936.
Do you have any...
At Mount Sinai Hospital.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have an older sister. She's a... Her name is Norma, and she's 7 years older than me.
Okay. Can you tell me about your family circumstances, about what your parents did, if they had jobs, and you know what your family was like?
Well, both my parents came here in the mid-20s, I think 26, 27. They were in their teens. They met here. They came from Russia. I think they were in the last large wave of Russian Jewish immigration during that period of time. And my father had an older brother who was in the fur business. He was a furrier, a storekeeper. And my father came here with the idea that he would learn the business from his brother, and that, in fact, is eventually what happened. He may have tried a few other things. They lived in Cleveland for a while, where my sister was born, then moved to Philadelphia, where he had a sister. And my mother's father had also settled here. Let me see. Well, he asked me something. It'll make me recall something.
Your mother worked in the Yiddish theater.
That was fantasy, or that was her wish. That's what she was interested in. She was always kind of flamboyant personality. She was interested in the theater. She was not a professional. She was an amateur. But I think she always wanted to be. And she performed here in Philadelphia at the YMHA and different union halls or theater places in Philadelphia, an amateur theater. But she also worked for my father in what they call a finisher, is someone who does part of the process when a fur coat is being made. She put in the linings and put them in and took them apart. So she helped my father. And he wanted her, he wanted and needed her help.
Getting some help over here.
And because of that, he kind of frowned at her. I don't think he liked the idea of her being on the stage. In fact, according to my mother, I don't think he ever saw a performance.
Huh.
I'm not sure about that, but I know he wasn't so hot for it. He wasn't so taken with the idea.
Mm-hmm.
It was taken away from his time.
Oh, because she was always working.
Well, she used to work. Yeah.
Okay. Full time.
Back when I was born, she put down the sewing sewing machine, and he drove her to the hospital that afternoon or whatever it was. And after a few days in the hospital, she came back and probably started working shortly after again.
Well, one of the things I'm interested in is what was the if she was interested in the Yiddish theater, my assumption is that she, that she must have been very much interested in reading. Were cultural things pushed, pushed. I don't want to say pushed in the home, but.
Well, it was in the atmosphere, I guess. She used to tease me and say, "Oh, you can never become an actor. You're too shy or something. Or you wouldn't. You would like she. We would watch these." Kid shows on Sunday, the children's hour, and the kids would get up and sing and dance. And she says, "Would you do that?" Like she used to, and I wouldn't have. But I was always a kind of a mimic, and would clown around, and they would try to get me to do when I was a kid, do my Jimmy Durante imitation when I was about 6 years old and stuff like this. But I was always, I don't think it was a form that I felt comfortable in. Although people have always. My son is, they think he's going to be an actor because he's always dressing up in costumes and things. And